name is Barbara Torres. Thank you all for joining. We're going to get started with our regular finance committee meeting of the Magnolia Public School Board of Directors. If everyone who is not speaking, please make sure to be on mute, as we are all calling by phone today. With that, Mr. Oliver, can you please call the meeting to order at 4:38?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today is June 29th. We're here for the regular finance committee meeting. The time is 4:38 p.m. I would like to call the meeting to order.
Thank you. As a reminder, our meeting is being recorded. If you are a member of the public, you may, if you choose to do so, say your name when speaking. Staff, please make sure to say your name so we all know. Staff and board members, mention your name before speaking. With that, I'll go ahead and take attendance. Mr. Orzal?
Here.
Ms. Covarrubias? She's not joining us today. Mr. Mohammeda?
Here.
And Rabbi Beliak?
Here.
Thank you. Rabbi Beliak is joining as the alternate committee member. Next, we have public comments. We did not have anyone sign up for public comments. Is there any public comment from anyone in our meeting? Just a reminder, it's 3 minutes per person, 6 minutes if you need translation. Any public comment? Thank you. Next, we have approval of the agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented.
I make the motion, this is our, to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Orzov. Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. Next, I'm going to go ahead and take votes for the agenda. Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammedov?
Yes.
Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Thank you. The agenda is approved. Next, we have approval of minutes from the regular finance committee meeting that took place March 5th, 2020. Would one of our board members like to approve those minutes?
I make the motion again. This is Sardar.
Thank you, Mr. Orza. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. I'll take votes on these minutes. Mr. Orza?
Yes.
Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammeda?
Yeah.
Thank you. So first, we have a closed session. So Mr. Orzov, can you please read off the item that will be discussed in closed session?
Yes, so we have three items in front of us. One, a public announcement of closed session. Oh, sorry, we have what? We have only one item?
Yes.
Conference with legal counsel, potential litigation, one matter. And we're going to report out from the closed session once we're done with the closed session.
Thank you. So with that, the committee members can go into closed session. The rest of us, we will be on here. Just an FYI for our committee members, DMS staff is on the line, and they will be here for the items that follow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
welcome back, everyone. The recording is started again, so we're back into open session from the Finance Committee of the Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors, June 29th, 5:37 p.m. Mr. Orzov will report out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a closed session. There was one item for the closed session, conference with legal counsel, potential litigation, one matter. We discussed in the, in the meeting, there was no action taken at this time. There's no decision. So nothing to report out at this moment.
Okay, thank you. Patrick, if the committee decides, can we adjourn this meeting and jump into our regular board meeting, or did the committee want to continue this meeting?
I'm not sure about the logistics standpoint, but if that's okay with the rest of the team, and if that's okay in terms of technicality, I think we can start with the regular board meeting and maybe take the items for the finance committee first, for the interest of the attendees who were here for the finance committee and not for the regular meeting.
Okay, but we do have a question first.
Okay. Just the finance committee take up their whatever remaining items, and then we close this meeting before we start the principal board meeting. I think otherwise it could get a little confusing.
So continue with the committee?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
That's what I would recommend.
Is that okay, Mr. Rizal?
Yeah, absolutely, yes, let's do that.
Okay. Okay, so item 3A, approval of 2020-2021 EPA spending plans for all NPS, and our Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Montijo, will present.
Hi, good afternoon. As part of the adoption of our budget for 2021, we would like to present the EPA spending plans for all of our NPS schools. So we are requesting that the board approve the 2021 EPA spending plans as presented.
Any members of the public have any questions or have any comments on this item?
Yes, this is Alfredo. I would just like to add, thank you, Nanny, but I would just like to add, thank the Finance Committee for their patience. Obviously, this year has been unique in many ways, and also with us going through the budget revision, it's been quite complex, but it's been good to work with the school side to come up with this budget that we bring before you. So just very thankful to the Finance Committee for their patience in us bringing them this budget, and also to the school sites for being very detailed with us and collaborating with us to bring this forward. So just wanted to mention that before we start with the questions.
Okay, any comments or questions from our board members, from our committee members? Okay,
so we're taking 3A, right?
I'm sorry?
We're taking the 3A EPAs?
3A, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the motion is for the Finance Committee to recommend the approval of the 2020-21 EPA spending plans for all NPS sites. Do either one of our committee members like to move that motion?
I make the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Norizoff.
I'll second it.
Ms. Gonzalez, this is still the committee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Second.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. I'll take votes. Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
And Mr. Mohammeda?
Yes.
Thank you. So item 3B is going to be removed because the application is not yet available, but I'll let Ms. Montijo give some further explanation. This is recommended approval of certification of assurances, protected prayer certification, and application for funding. Ms. Montijo?
Yeah, we would like to table this until the application is available online, because due to the COVID-19, the application is not yet available, which we should have, we normally take to board on before June 30th. So we would like to present this one, if available, at the next board meeting.
Okay, so the revised motion, any comments from the public? Okay, committee members, the motion will be, I think someone has me on twice, I can hear myself. Please make sure you're on mute. Thank you. So the motion would be to approve.
The I motion that would table the 3B until next month.
Thank you, Mr. Orzov. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. I'll take votes. Mr. Mohammeda?
Yes.
Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Thank you. The last item is recommended approval of the 2020-21 Magnolia Public Schools budget, including master list of contracts over $25,000. Ms. Montijo will present.
Yeah, it is our process that we bring to the board all potential contracts and vendors that are over $25,000. The most of these are recurring contracts from prior years, so staff is requesting approval from the board.
Any comments from our public? Okay, any comments or questions from our committee members? Okay, so the motion is pretty lengthy, so let me go ahead and read it off. It's for the Finance Committee to recommend the approval of the adoption of the fiscal year 2020-21 budget as reviewed and recommended. Approved.
Barbara, just a second. I think we have, I personally have questions, so I don't know if, about the other members, but I thought you were asking the public for the comments.
Oh, yes. And then from now it's for the board, if you for the committee members. Go ahead.
Sure. Nanny, before we start, maybe you want to give a, you know, very short, you know, presentation about the budget, where we started.
Yes, I apologize. I thought we were just talking about the vendors and the contracts. My mistake. Yes, the staff is presenting the 2021 budget for approval and for adoption as required by the state to be adopted before July 1st. So this budget that we are presenting to you today is based on the governor's May revised assumption, which includes the 7.92% cut on the LCFF, which we all know has been revoked and will be restored. But this budget is based on the May revise, as I mentioned earlier. We also included the correct, revised STIRS and FERS percentages that needed that in this budget. We also included 10.9% increase on the cost of health and welfare for Magnolia's, of the 10.9% of Magnolia cost for health and welfare. if we also did a 7.92% cut across the home office management fees. And which is also the home office management fee structure is also attached to show you how the calculation was done, and that's included in the budget for all the MPS sites.
Okay, comments or questions from our board members?
Yeah, let me start. This is our first, I want to start with recognizing the hard work of our staff, the school sites and the central office employees, as well as BMS staff for putting together this budget. I know it's been hard this time around, so thank you for that. Board members, at this time, you know, we can start off with our questions if you have any.
This is Mick Khan. Couple of things that stood out to me that wasn't last year in the budget, that in the this year in the budget. I have a couple of questions in that regard. I have a charter school capsule for enrollment marketing for $160,000. Given the COVID, are we moving with this, or are there changes? That's one thing that stood out to me. And also Staples Technology. I'm not sure if that was the Chromebook that Nanny was talking about or not. Staples Technology for $250,000. That was not in, that's a new to this year.
Great question. This is Alfredo. So I could address the charter school capital, and I will leave it up to Nanny for us to address the Chromebook. But the charter school capital is a new initiative that's been spearheaded by Ismael Soto, our Director of Development and Communications, in consultation with the schools. And this program will not start until most of the schools in September and some of the other schools in January. So although we signed an agreement with them, it is something that we will monitor to see how things unravel from now till September, and then move with their strategy. And their strategy is a very unique one, where they advertise digitally, they advertise, through billboards and other things to help us with students. And for every student they help us out with, there's a fee. And again, for us, they work with other CMOs, and they work with other charters across the state, and they've been successful. So what I could do is I could at our next meeting have Ismael Soto do a brief presentation. But again, this was done collectively with the principals and discussed with them, and not all the school sites went through with this as a strategy because they felt they could do other things. But it is new, and it's something that it's fitting of the times. But with us, we're also being careful when to start it. So that language with them does is embedded in our agreement with them.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Alfredo.
Nanny, you wanna address the Chromebook one?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, of course. It's a $250,000 budgeted expense from Staples Technology.
Are you looking at an object code in the consolidated?
No, I'm looking at the vendor list. The vendor's name is right, like a little bit to the bottom. It's in the vendor list, towards the bottom, Staples Technology. It just wasn't in the budget for the previous years. It just appeared this year. I just was wondering what that was.
That was just the vendor where we spent, that we used. We just want you to approve the vendor to be used for any future purchase of Chromebooks and other technology materials.
Oh, it's not a particular purchase or a service at this point in time. It's just budgeted?
We did not necessarily budget the $250,000. We budget whatever the principals are requesting. We just, okay. The $250,000 in the vendor list is just an estimate of how much it might cost us based on prior years.
Yeah, and just to add to that, right now our director of IT from the home office is working with all the school sites because we do want to leverage, all of our purchases that we want to make for Chromebooks with the hopes of getting a discount if we do it in scale. So that is happening as we speak. So most of the time those purchases do happen through Staples because Staples has been a very valued customer and very economical for us. So we're hoping that we get a good deal from them as we have in the past, but that is happening as we speak.
Okay, thank you. I have a question, this is Sardar. For property taxes. I can see that we have an increase in the property taxes. Is it for a specific school? Why we're seeing an increase in the property taxes when while we're seeing a decrease or reduction in overall LCFF funding?
I can answer that question, Nanny, if you'd like me to.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
So the property tax is one of the three components of LCFF funding, and it's not affected by what the state is doing. It's just based on local property taxes. So what happens is the state guarantees a total LCFF amount that property taxes is one of the components. So when they cut 7.92%, they're not changing the property taxes at all. And in fact, those could rise if property taxes in general have risen over the prior year. But then they cut the other two portions of the funding so that the total LCFF, all three sources together, reflects the 7.92% cut. So that's why you can see, even if property taxes are the same or growing, you'll see the 7.92% cut all shown in the state aid piece. So it's actually dropping by more than 7.92%, so that the combination of all three components is 7.92% lower.
Got it. Thank you.
Just for the record, quickly, who's the person that gave that answer?
Carl Yoder from DMS.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
The other very similar question is for the federal funding. I can see that increased by 37% comparing to the current year.
In this case, this is Carl Yoder from DMS again. This is due to the one-time federal stimulus. And I'm sorry, Nanny, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
is it's the one-time federal stimulus dollars in the CARES Act and the ESSER funds that will not repeat in future years, but it's the federal contribution towards COVID costs.
I see. Thank you. Any other questions, board members?
Okay, so I can read off the recommended motion, which for the anything else?
I have one more question. I just wanted to ask other members if they had any questions. The health insurance cost is looking like to increase by 11%. I was wondering if there's any room for negotiation, or if we can postpone that and increase, or do anything on that because of what's going on the funding level.
That's a great question. This is Alfredo. So we did negotiate with our broker, Montage, and they help us get the best deal from different providers. And we deal with Kaiser on the medical end, and then Dental Vision with other vendors. So the cost, the increase was due to the amount of times our personnel, Magnolia employees, use Kaiser, and last year that rate skyrocketed. So when we started speaking with Montage, those costs were close to 14%. So obviously we understood that that's way too high for our schools, especially given the pandemic. So we did have several meetings with Montage to negotiate with other providers, Blue Shield and others alike, to lower that rate. And then after about two and a half weeks, they were able to bring Kaiser's price down, because Kaiser was where we saw the increase, not so much in Dental Vision and the other ones. So that was the best price that they could get for us. And we understood that, we definitely in the future, next year, wanted to really take a deeper dive into that. But given the circumstances this year, we wanted to keep all of the services the same for our employees, and then at the same time advocate for them, which we felt we did over the course of two and a half weeks. I do wish we could have came back at a lower rate, but that was the rate we felt comfortable with the time that we had.
Thank you. And lastly, I have a question around the unemployment insurance. I can see that those numbers are going up. I know that we didn't lay off any significant number of employees, maybe even no one during this pandemic period, but I can see that we're projecting a high number here. Is that a specific reason for that?
This is Alfredo. I don't have an immediate answer. I can't recall why that is. I'll turn over to my colleagues to see if go ahead, Nanny.
The unemployment insurance is just calculated as an estimate based on the total salaries that we have. So we are being conservative and calculating it across the board based on the total cost of our salaries, a certain percent, 1.45%.
Does that mean, considering that we didn't have a huge shift in our compensation levels for the staff, does it mean that we miscoded the current year actual expenses? I mean, you might not have an answer right now. You can come back to this later. We're talking about actuals anyways, but as long as we're certain about the numbers for the projections, I think I'm okay. But I would like to, at a later time, hear about the mismatch between the current year's actual numbers and the projections.
Sure.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, board members?
Okay, do you want me to read off the
motion? Yes, please.
Okay, so the motion is for the Finance Committee to recommend the approval of the adoption of the 2020-21 budget as reviewed. Approve all vendors and ongoing contracts over $25,000 for the fiscal year 2020-21 as listed on the attached document, and approve the home office manager fee structure for fiscal year 2020-21.
Yes, I'm ready to make the recommendation. Just a comment for the sake of the attendees. I think we're going to be revising this budget in August in the wake of the latest change by the legislature and the state level changes. We will be updating this budget in August. But in the meanwhile, we have to have an adopted budget by June 30th. So I'm ready to make recommended approval. What is it? I'm making a motion to recommend approval of 2021 Magnolia Public Schools budget, including master list of contracts over $25,000.
And the home office management fee.
Yes, and home office.
Thank you, Ms. Orozov. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll go ahead and take votes. Mr. Orozov?
Yes.
Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries. So with that, Mr. Orzov, can you adjourn the Finance Committee meeting?
Yes, it is 5:59 p.m. June 29th. I'm adjourning the meeting. But there is regular Finance Committee meeting for Magnolia Public Schools.
Thank you. So nobody needs to call off. Let me just stop.